You know, it really feels like supply chain issues are just, well, they're the norm now, aren't they? Not really hiccups anymore.
That's so true. It's just part of doing business.
And if anyone needed a clear sign, look at the recent talk about former President Trump potentially bringing back tariffs, you know, imports from Canada, China, Mexico.
Right. Those headlines alone can send ripples, real shockwaves through global business. Companies immediately start scrambling, trying to figure out the what ifs.
Exactly. How do we stay stable? So that's what we're going to dig into today.
Mm-hmm.
For this deep dive, we've gone through analysis from Supply Chain Informs, looking for really practical, actionable strategies, stuff you can actually use.
The goal isn't just navigating these specific tariff threats, right? It's bigger.
It is. It's about building supply chains that are genuinely resilient, you know, ready for whatever comes next. We've basically boiled it down to six core strategies.
Think of it like a toolkit for these turbulent times. We'll cover understanding your supplier risks, using tech smartly, even rethinking inventory and payments.
Okay, let's jump right in. First up, from Supply Chain Informs, is the need to really assess your supplier exposure and explore your options. What does that actually mean day to day?
Well, it starts with a really detailed look. How would something like new tariffs hit your current suppliers? Where are they located? What would it do to your sourcing costs?
So mapping it all out.
Precisely. But it's not just about seeing the damage. It's also crucial, absolutely crucial, to actively find alternative suppliers. That gives you options, leverage, maybe ways to optimize the overall cost, even with the disruption.
Okay, that makes sense. So like with those potential U.S. tariffs,
mm-hmm.
maybe a company looks harder at U.S.-based suppliers to just, you know, sidestep the tariff completely.
Exactly.
Even if the U.S. supplier's price tag is a bit higher initially.
Right, because the absence of that tariff might actually make it cheaper overall. It's a calculation you have to run.
Totally.
And that thinking also connects to nearshoring, you know, shifting some buying to nearby countries, places with maybe better trade deals.
So reducing that geopolitical risk, but maybe keeping costs more manageable than full-on reshoring.
That's often the idea, yeah. Finding that balance.
Got it. So know your weak spots, have backups. Clear first step. Now, the second point from the analysis is about consistently tracking the scenario. This feels vital because things change so fast.
Oh, absolutely vital. Because tariffs, they rarely happen in isolation, do they?
Yeah.
One country slaps on a tariff and boom, you could see retaliation. Protectionism spreading. Supply Chain Informs pointed to how the EU reacted before or threatened to react to potential U.S. steel tariffs.
Right. They mentioned hitting back on things like American motorcycles, bourbon,
yeah.
agricultural goods.
Exactly. It becomes a tit for tat, a chain reaction.
So just dealing with tariff A isn't enough. You have to think about the potential tariff B and C that might follow.
Precisely. And that leads to the question, how do you possibly stay on top of all that? It's complex.
Yeah, it sounds overwhelming.
Well, the analysis stresses having dedicated teams, people whose job it is to constantly scan the horizon for risks, run scenarios, understand how tariff A plus potential retaliation B impacts your sourcing.
Okay, dedicated focus.
Yes.
But the sheer volume of information, how do they process it effectively?
Technology is pretty much essential here. Digital tools for end-to-end tracking give you visibility, but the really exciting part now is generative AI.
Gen AI. How does that help?
Imagine feeding it vast amounts of data news, shipping info, economic reports. Gen AI can process that and give you rapid contextualized assessments, like flagging a potential disruption risk in Region X based on multiple signals. It helps you make faster, better decisions.
Okay, so constant watchfulness fueled by data, powered by AI, which brings us nicely to strategy three.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare for increased costs.
Yeah.
Feels like a tough reality.
It often is, unfortunately. The Supply Chain Informs analysis is pretty clear. Tariff volatility very likely means higher costs for businesses.
And not just the tariff itself.
No, you have to factor in potential knock-on effects, too. Like, could energy costs rise as a result? That's a very real near-term challenge businesses might face.
So costs are probably going up. How do procurement leaders handle that pressure? What can they actually do?
Collaboration internally is key. Procurement needs to be talking constantly with the CFO. They need to work together on strategies to protect the business.
Like what sort of strategies?
It could mean things like temporary spending freezes, maybe setting tighter spending caps on certain categories, practical measures.
Okay.
Another tactic is looking at supplier consolidation. Can you bundle more volume with fewer key suppliers to maybe negotiate better discounts? leverage your spend.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And the analysis also mentioned diversification here too, didn't it?
Mm.
Seems almost contradictory to consolidation.
It does, but it's about balance, right?
Mm.
Consolidation where it makes sense for leverage, but diversification overall to avoid being too reliant on one supplier or one region, especially if that region is high risk for tariffs or other disruptions. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right. Spreading the risk. Okay. So control spending, consolidate smartly, but don't become over-reliant. Got it.
Yeah.
Strategy 4 really dives into the tech side. Leverage technology for contingency plans.
Yeah, and this is where tech gets really proactive. It's not just tracking, it's modeling. How would tariffs affect your specific suppliers, especially those who export a lot?
Okay.
Newer procurement platforms, especially those using Gen AI, can map these dependencies really quickly. They can simulate the ripple effects, how a tariff on supplier X translates into higher costs for you.
Wow. Okay, so it's like a sophisticated what-if machine for your supply chain.
In essence, yes.
Right.
And by analyzing patterns, cost changes, currency swings, alternative routes, this tech helps you renegotiate. You can go to your suppliers with data.
How does that help renegotiate?
Well, you can try to build in protection against price hikes, but also maybe offer some stability to your suppliers, protecting them from sudden demand drops. If tariffs hit their other customers, it fosters partnership.
That's a powerful angle. What if a company is already using AI, but maybe more traditional AI?
That's a good question. If you've got existing procurement data and maybe some traditional AI tools, integrating that data into these newer Gen AI platforms, that can unlock even more precise forecasts, really fine-tune the risk mitigation suggestions.
So layer the new on the old.
Exactly. And for companies not yet using Gen AI, the message from the analysis is pretty stark. You need to get on board. The landscape is becoming so data-driven, falling behind is a real risk.
Okay, tech isn't just nice to have, it's becoming table stakes. That leads to strategy 5, which feels more grounded, more physical. Utilize inventory management.
Right. Back to basics in a way, but informed by all this complexity. When disruption looms, you absolutely have to do a precise check of your safety stock.
For key materials, finished goods.
Both. Anything critical for keeping operations running in the short term if supplies get tight or delayed because of tariffs or other issues.
But is it just about piling up more stock? That sounds expensive.
Not necessarily just piling it up, no. That's where AI can help again, actually. AI-powered demand forecasting helps you optimize that safety stock. It helps you figure out how much buffer you really need, preventing massive overstocking, which ties up cash and space. But the analysis does suggest potentially strategically increasing safety stock for specific products hit hardest by high tariffs. A targeted buffer.
Ah, okay. Not a blanket increase, but specific risk-based increases.
Exactly. The smartest approach often combines things. Maybe you stick with lean, just-in-time inventory for stuff coming from stable, low-cost places, but you build up a buffer stock for those high-risk, potentially high-tariff items. It's about balancing resilience with cost.
Finding that sweet spot makes a lot of sense. Okay, the sixth and final strategy from Supply Chain Informs, explore new supplier payment scenarios. This sounds interesting, moving beyond just price negotiation.
It really is. Cost savings are always important, of course. But this strategy is about deeper collaboration. Can you work with your suppliers on payment terms to help everyone absorb the financial hit from rising costs?
How would that work?
It could be things like maybe agreeing on slightly longer payment terms temporarily, or exploring joint financing options, maybe even developing some kind of risk-sharing agreement related to tariff impacts. It's about partnership.
So turning a potential point of conflict cost increases into an area for joint problem solving.
That's the idea. It shifts the focus. We're moving beyond just reacting to this tariff or that disruption and more towards building that long-term, flexible, resilient supply chain we talked about earlier.
It really feels like the core message is that this constant change, this disruption, it's just the environment we operate in now.
It absolutely is. It's the new normal, like you said. And that puts a huge responsibility on procurement and supply chain leaders. They have to enable their organizations to be fast, proactive, ideally anticipating risks before they even hit.
And being that responsive, it sounds like it's not a one-off project. It's a continuous effort.
It has to be a constant cycle. Keep scanning for threats, evaluate the potential impact, develop smart responses, and then critically execute them quickly.
And technology and people have to work together seamlessly to make that cycle work.
Completely. You need that integration. Digital tech, human expertise, they have to drive informed, adaptive decisions together.
So if we try to synthesize all this,
yeah,
The real key to handling this era of disruption seems to be using technology, especially advanced tools like GenAI, to basically superpower human judgment.
That's a great way to put it. Empowering people to make the right calls at the right time.
Yeah.
AI is brilliant at churning through mountains of data, spotting subtle patterns, and delivering timely intelligence that's directly relevant to procurement decisions. Think about modeling disruption effects, market shifts. AI is built for that.
And these AI platforms, they can look at geopolitics, trade rules, supply chain trends. Oh. All constantly.
Yes, continuously evaluating all those factors to give you highly contextualized insights. The goal is to help businesses actually predict potential disruptions, or at least see them coming much earlier.
That kind of foresight, that proactive intelligence. Wow, that seems like a massive advantage.
It really is a game changer. It allows you to make rapid adjustments, maybe shift suppliers, renegotiate terms quickly, tweak inventory levels strategically.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamental principle, coming through strongly in the supply chain informs analysis, is creating this environment where AI and human expertise complement and boost each other.
Not one replacing the other.
Not at all. It's about synergy. Use AI for the heavy lifting on data analysis and insight generation. Let human professionals focus on the high-value strategic thinking, relationship management, and complex decision-making. That combination builds truly resilient, disruption-proof supply chains.
Okay, so let's quickly recap those six strategies distilled from the supply chain informs analysis. 1, really assess your supplier exposure, know your options. 2, consistently track the changing global picture.
3, brace for potential cost increases and plan how to manage them. 4, leverage technology, especially AI, for robust contingency planning.
5, use inventory management smartly optimized, don't just stockpile. And 6, explore creative collaborative payment scenarios with your suppliers.
And underpinning all of that is the need for a proactive, data-driven mindset, blending the best of technology with essential human expertise.
So as you're listening and thinking about all this, the real question to ask yourself is, how can you start weaving these strategies into your own operations? Which of these six areas could give your business the biggest resilience boost right now?
That's the critical takeaway. Where can you make the most impact soonest?
This deep dive is brought to you by Supply Chain Informs, your trusted destination for daily news, in-depth analysis, and real-world strategies that move the industry forward. Visit supplychaininforms.com to stay ahead with curated content and essential updates.